Okay, you're on.
All right. Lieutenant, we're turning the time over to you.
Oh, all right, thank you. Commissioner, thank you for having me. Oh man, it's been a while, several months since I was here last, and I believe it was voted on and approved to become a Community Covenant County for the Community Covenant Program, also known as the Joining Community Forces. I apologize, I've been sick, but I'm just getting better. Pardon my voice and my, rehash what the Community Covenant Program is in 2008, 2010, Utah State Legislature signed their approval for this program, and we've been going to the communities throughout the state, Manila, I think 100% of Uinta County, most of Duchesne County, and so we've been hitting all the areas, and we finally made it up here to Daggett County, so it's an honor to be here today, and I appreciate what you guys are doing, but essentially what this is an official declaration of support for service members, both past and present, in your community, and through all branches of the armed forces, so we appreciate you guys doing this. It looks like these covenants, or we may have to trim these down to size here. I just noticed they're a little bit long. But what I'd like to do is maybe, do we have a volunteer who'd like to read? And then we can sign it and make it official. There's three copies. One copy will go here, and one will go to Draper, and one will go to Vernal.
One goes to where?
Vernal. That's the nearest armory for the National
Guard. Where does the third one go?
To you, one to you, one to our headquarters in Draper.
Oh, Draper, okay.
Yeah, and then one to you, and for you guys, so.
Daggett's missing a T.
Daggett is missing a T. I did not make that, but I will, they're a little bit long. Let's sign one of them, and then I'll recopy it. And really what I like to do is maybe have a picture on there, and we could probably do a little better on that document, but, anyway.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you don't mind just reading, then we'll sign it and we'll make it official.
Okay. This is the Daggett County Community Covenant. We as a community recognize and support the efforts of those serving our country. We understand and appreciate the sacrifice of our service members and their families. And we acknowledge and enlist our individual and collective ability to make a difference in their daily lives. Therefore, we as a community commit to learning about the unique needs of service members and their families in our area. We agree to work together to build a network of support for them, and we encourage each other to consider ways to help mitigate the impacts of deployments. We love and support our service members and their families. Signed, Commissioner Karen Perry, Commissioner Warren Blanchard, Commissioner Jerry Steglish, and Sheriff Jerry Jorgensen.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and if you want to go ahead and sign, and then...
Do we want to get a picture of you and the three commissioners?
That'd be terrific.
That'd be great.
Do we have a list of our people in the county serving?
We have the bulletin board out front as you walk in the door, but it's not...
Most of those are prior. I'm not... when it comes to mailing ballots to overseas, I have none that I have mailed to. That's what I would go by. I'm not aware of, really. Mike Walters is with the
Coast Guard.
Thanks, Brian. And maybe Jeremy Walters is also.
Now Roy Steen's got a son that's still in the Guard, doesn't he? Isn't Eric?
I'm not sure of Eric, if he's still in the Guard or not.
I think he's still in one or the other. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure at that.
And then we have a high school graduate, a Snyder, that's serving active duty in the Navy.
Okay.
trying to think of who we got here. We've got several in the county. We ought to find out who they are.
We can that'd be a great thing. We can look up how many are in the guard, but we're not allowed to tell you names and things like that. But if you wanted to know a number, we could at least provide you with that. Just privacy
that would be,
stuff.
That would be good. Well, you know, at least we'd have a way to kind of a
John Morton, your son, I know that one of his sons is in the guard.
Probably get Tammy to put something in the newsletter
Thinking. Mm-hmm. Has Tammy put something in the newsletter requesting information?
Some of them may now have their residence in another area, and that's why they're not showing up.
Right, yeah.
They
I know Sean would be that way.
At one point in time, but we can still certainly
recognize. But if their parents are still in the area or siblings?
Yeah, and that's what we did at one time was request anybody, you know, to provide us with pictures so we could put them out in the foyer there. But that's been a little bit of time ago.
Yeah, it's been quite a few years ago.
I remember when
it
was.
It was like 2006, 2007, something like that.
Yeah, I think that was a project.
It was after
2003, you think, or two? After 90. No, since I've been here, that's 2003. When we did that board out there. I mean, there may have been a previous board, too. Because I remember.
You're donating the frame to us?
Yes, I will.
After we get those corrected. Huh?
Yeah, so we can do it one of two ways. We can
kind of put that in the frame. Can it look like it's there? Or?
We can, yeah.
And I'll hold my thumb over the
There you go. How's that?
Let's see if
is there enough?
Yeah. All right. 1, 2, 3. Smile. Oh. Let's see how that turned out.
Well, that looks really
good.
Did
you want to take a picture with your phone?
No, we're good.
All okay with that?
Yep.
Good. Thank you so much, and I apologize for the. Document the spelling and but we'll dress it up a little bit and then redo it and get you a new one.
Okay, and then you're gonna have you need to have the sheriff sign that today or
no, we'll have to re-sign the new one anyway, but at least it's official for you guys now. And we are gonna have a change of personnel, so it may not be myself who makes it back up here. Hopefully I do. I have someone's email here.
That's mine.
It's yours?
Yeah.
So I'll send you an email, and maybe if you don't mind shooting me an email, if you have a picture or something you like to.
Picture, what other kind of picture would you like to?
Anything that represents your Daggett County well.
Star overlook of the gorge or something.
Yeah, that'd be terrific if you. Yeah. If not, I can just Google it, find out what's on the internet, and
we'll get you something.
Yeah.
But yeah. All right.
Great.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lieutenant Williams.
You bet. And then maybe also the logo.
Oh, you don't have any of that again?
It looks like this is a low-quality one, so if you have one on file, email it to me.
We have one if you don't, Brian.
I have it's 500. Okay, it's not super.
Yeah.
Bigger one?
If it's
we've got bigger. We've got any size.
You can see if we make it any bigger, it might get fuzzier.
Huh.
Is yours that quality? I mean, if that's good
that
enough for you, then I can make it bigger.
I think that looks about it.
That's why it's so fuzzy, but yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay. So now I would accept the motion to go into recess until 10:30.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor? Motion carries.